This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. In a report Monday, the World Health Organization says it is never too late for even the worst infected countries to turn around the COVID-19 pandemic if strong leaders encourage their populations to implement proven basic health measures. 6 months ago, when the WHO declared COVID-19 a public health emergency of international concern, there were fewer than 100 cases and no deaths outside China. Right now, more than 18 million people globally have been infected with the coronavirus, 4.6 million of them in the hard-hit United States and 2.7 million in Brazil. Nearly 700,000 people have died worldwide from COVID-19. Norwegian police have opened an investigation after 41 people tested positive for the new coronavirus after two different cruises in July. Norway's expedition cruise line Hurtigruten announced Monday it was suspending operations after the COVID-19 outbreak on the MS Roald Amundsen cruise liner. 36 crew members and 5 passengers became infected. The outbreak has led to criticism against the company for starting cruises prematurely and being slow to inform the nearly 400 passengers after the first case was confirmed. Russia said Monday it aims to launch a mass production of a coronavirus vaccine next month and turn out several million doses per month by next year. The country is pushing ahead with several vaccine prototypes, and one prepared at the Gamaleya Institute in Moscow has reached advanced stages of development. Congressional Democrats and Trump administration officials resumed talks today aimed at hammering out a coronavirus relief bill after missing a vital deadline to extend relief benefits to tens of millions of jobless Americans. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.